Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net.
Welcome to the Blogging Your Passion podcast. Here are your hosts, Jonathan Milligan and Bob Lodick.
Welcome to the Blogging Your Passion podcast. This is Jonathan, your host. This is a podcast dedicated to help you find your passion and make money blogging about it. Well, as I'm recording, we are in mid-January of the new year. I'm in Florida, and it's actually up to 80 degrees today. So it's quite confusing for the birds and everyone else. The grass is starting to grow. There's pollen all over my car. So if you are somewhere where it's cold and rainy, let me just encourage you that maybe spring's going to come a little bit sooner this year. But hey, let's talk today about our topic. Today is actually the second part, kind of a continuing conversation from the last podcast on how to discover your passion. We covered this in our very foundational Blogging Your Passion University 101 course. And in that course, we start off the topic by helping you give you some self-assessment questions you can ask yourself to have a clear mind and a clear focus on what your passion might be. Because for some people, they're not sure, or they put so much pressure on themselves about trying to discover this one big, huge thing that they want to start their blog about. When in the last podcast, we talked about the importance of just starting with your interest. So that's what we're going to talk about today, is kind of continuing that step-by-step process. Last time, your homework was for you to write down on a 3x5 card 3 to 5 areas of interest. And so in just a minute, we're going to take it to the next step. But before we do, I just want to encourage you, if you have yet to join our brand new community, you can do that right now. We have created a Blogging Your Passion community over on Google+. Now you might say, well, I'm not a Google+ user. That's okay. I would just encourage you to give it a try and try it out. As of this recording, just been open for less than a week, we've got over 140 to 150 bloggers in there, and it's a real active community. It's not filled with spam. It's very much controlled, and people are posting questions and getting answers to their questions. The truth is, we grow better together. Our blogs grow better together. And so if you are blogging in isolation, I want to encourage you to step out and step into this community. You can get over there and join the community by going to bloggingyourpassion.com/Google. You know, this week I had the fortunate opportunity of sitting down with Bob Lodick. He and his wonderful wife, Linda, they are currently vacationing in Florida. And so we got an opportunity for them to come by, and we had lunch, and it was a great time. We sat around talking about blogging. We talked about many of you who are out there doing some great work, really blogging your passion and helping others in the process. And we couldn't be more energized than ever before. You know, we currently just finished the Blogging Your Passion University 301 course, and our conversation was talking about how in February, more than likely, we're going to get started on the 401 course. And that's when we're really going to just put out more content for those of you who maybe have been blogging for a while. You've already kind of got the basics down, but you want to take this passion and turn it into a business. Then the 401 course is really going to help you understand exactly what we've done and what we're currently do to make this a business. So With that, we're going to go back and join this conversation that Bob and I had about how to discover your passion, part two. And then I'll come back and I'm going to add a few updates and a few more additional insights that I've discovered since this talk that might be a help to you. In this video, we are going to cover the second part of discovering your passion. If you have yet to write down 3 to 5 areas of interest, then pause the video right now and write those down. Don't just continue through these videos and not take action as we go along. We want to make sure that you are taking action and taking the steps necessary as we move through these. So the goal of this video is we want you to take those 3 to 5 interests that you have and narrow them down. And this one interest that we're going to go along with is what you're going to create your first blog with. Now, this does not mean that down the road, once you kind of get a better feel for blogging and you understand how it works, that you can't start another blog. But right now, we want you to put all your focus and energy and effort into creating one blog. And here's the best way to take those 3 to 5 areas of interest and break them down. We have what we call some filter questions. And if you don't have one in particular, maybe you might have one in particular that really jumps off, then what you want to do is kind of go with the one that you really feel like maybe the one that stands out amongst them, and then take them through these questions. The first one is, do you like to talk about this with others? Is this something that you sit down and you'd be happy to carry a half hour, 40-minute conversation with related to this topic? Or is this topic something that somebody else might talk to you about and you're just kind of listening? And you got to pick something that you like to talk about with others.
Yeah, you know, and one of the things I was thinking about, like I mentioned in one of the previous videos, you know, there are certain topics that my wife probably rolls her eyes every time I bring up because I just keep going on and on and on about because I'm so interested in them, and they're, you know, and they just fire me up, and she's, you know, she does a good job of just, you know, nodding her head and smiling and, you know, and playing along. But find out what those things are, you know, that you really like to talk about, and you know, so take those 3 to 5, you know, interests that you have, and, you know, just kind of narrow them down. See which one you like to talk about the most, you know, and go from there.
Now, the second question is, do you like to learn about the topic? In other words, you wouldn't want to pick, like, let's say, 4X investing because it's something that you eventually want to do, or you'd like to make a lot of money. And so, you know, you don't want to just start with those type of topics. You want to take a topic that you really want to dive in and learn about. And it's something that you've read maybe some books in the past. Maybe you've taken some courses in the past. So it's something, when you look at this area of interest, it's something that you really want to learn about. Next question is, do you have some experience with this topic? Now, let me say this up front, and I know Bob would agree with this. You don't have to be an expert or a guru in this topic to be able to get started. Yeah, I mean, the classic example is a guy who operates a blog called Man vs. Debt. You know, his situation is he was in a lot of debt, and he started talking about his adventure and how he was going to overcome this debt in his life. You know, when he started off, he was not the financial guru by any stretch of the imagination. So you don't have to be a guru. At the same time, it's good to have some life experiences to go along with this interest that you have.
Yeah, I've seen multiple bloggers do that same type of thing where, you know, they start off just really as a novice and not knowing much about a topic, but they're, you know, kind of blogging about their journey as they're learning it. And in some cases, it helps readers more than when you're a guru, because when you know a whole lot about something, you kind of forget what you don't know or what beginners don't know, and you can overlook some things. And You know, so in a lot of cases, some of these bloggers who really don't have a whole lot of knowledge, but who are really eager to learn, and they blog about, you know, what they're learning, a lot of times those are some of the best blogs to read, because they, you know, because mm-hmm. you're learning, the reader is learning right along with you and right on par with you. So anyway, having experience, to some degree is valuable. I would say, you know, be a few steps down a path of something mm-hmm. that you are interested in. But definitely don't feel like you have to be an expert in a topic in order to write about it.
Yeah, and I like how you said be a few steps ahead on the path, because many people don't get started because they think that they have to have everything all figured out. You know, they think that they have to be at this super successful level before they can begin sharing. The truth is, if you're just a few steps ahead on the path, then that person who is a few steps back wants to know what you've done in order to get to where you are right now. And so, you know, I think that's just such an important point when we talk about selecting an area of interest.
Yeah.
Another question is, would you do this for free? And by that, we mean you are naturally energized by this. You are real excited to share what you've learned with others. And you don't do it just because you're going to make some money. In fact, you know, as we've already said in this video, when you get started, you are doing this for free for a little while. And then finally, are there problems that you can solve? You know, one of the best well-read blogs are bloggers who are constantly providing solutions. They are providing resources to what people are looking for. In fact, one of the best methods of traffic both Bob and I really enjoy is search engine traffic. And what are people doing when they're using the search engines? Most of the time, they are looking for answers to the problems. So make sure that, you know, when you're looking through this, is this a potential area that you can write and give advice on or answer questions that people might have related to this topic? So once you go through that, you can just kind of narrow that down and filter through those. Pick that one topic. And then as we move on, we're going to start getting into more of the technical aspects, which we're going to break down and make it very simple for you on selecting the right kind of domain name, and then get your blog up and running as we move through the videos.
Okay, welcome back. Hopefully you gained some value out of that little discussion. In fact, I'd encourage you to write those questions down. Now, if you were just trying to write those questions down while you were driving, shame on you. Pull over, write the questions down. Please be safe. But if not, I would encourage you just to rewind it, go to the part where we covered the questions, and write those questions down. Those questions will give you tremendous insight. In fact, you may even want to run those questions by a spouse or run them by a personal friend. Sometimes we're so close to our own passions, interests, talents, that we often miss them. We just think that everyone else has the same interest. We think that everyone else has the same talent, and that if something's easy for us, it's probably easy for other people. And that really is not the case. The things that are easiest for you very well might be what the genius that other people see in you, because they can't do the things as easy as you can. So I really want to encourage you to go back through those questions and think in light of those areas of interest that you have. Now, if you are interested and not already a university student, I thought I'd just take a minute and tell you a little bit more about this foundational course. We have a university. We've got several hundred students already involved at various levels in our university, and the learning is more of a stepladder to help you to jump in wherever you are in your journey. See, many blogging courses out there, they do two things fundamentally wrong. Number one, they try to add a lot of hype. They try to add a lot of, you're going to earn $1 million in the next 24 hours. Of course, that might be ridiculous, but I've seen several emails that are just plain ridiculous. The truth is, this process is brick by brick, step by step, day by day, in order for you to build a platform where you can blog your passion. So in order to do that, what we decided is to create a course that starts with 101 as a beginner, or 401, someone who's really turning their blog into a business. So 101 is actually a 22 step-by-step video course that both Bob and I provide detailed instruction on how to get your WordPress blog up and running. In addition, we provide expert suggestions on how to set your blog up for success. So this is ideal for those who want to start a blog today and they need that step-by-step guidance. Or maybe they also want just a simple WordPress tutorial. So that's what 101's for. Now if you say, well, I've already got a blog, I've already kind of got things going, but I'm struggling with getting traffic, then go to 201. The 201 course takes everything to the next level. It's got over 40 instructional videos and downloadable PDFs. Now the 201 course covers topics like how to get started getting traffic to your blog today, how to use social media to grow your blog, the best ways to make money from your blog, some very foundational ways to start earning that first $100. So it's designed to pick up where the 101 left off and to help you grow your blog. Now if you say, okay, well, I know how to use WordPress, I know how to kind of get my blog going, but I'm really kind of struggling, I've hit a plateau, and I really don't know how to turn this thing into a business, either as a part-time business or, yeah, I don't even know the first steps. Well, then the recently launched 301 course might be the place for you to start. It's got over 40 instructional videos and downloadable PDFs, and it covers tips and strategies for getting even more traffic, earning more money from your current traffic, and lots of SEO guidance. We also have the very first module is about setting up your blogging business. And we go into detail about how to set it up right and to start turning your passion into a business. So if you want to check out all those courses and take a look at them, you can easily get to them by going to bloggingyourpassion.com/university. You can also get to it by just going to bloggingyourpassion.com and you'll see the button for university. Come join hundreds of other students who are in there participating and growing their blogs. So until the next podcast, go out there, blog your passion, build your platform, and grow your tribe.